When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
News Radio 1070, WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Wrestling. Braves Wrestling on WKOK is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Prudy Insurance, Wise Markets, Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, Free Fallen Grill, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Add One, Service First Federal Credit Union, and Penn's Tavern. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a, well, it used to be somewhat normal, but a rare anymore, Saturday afternoon match of Shikellamy Braves and the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Ready to tangle here on the Resolite at the Lockoff Gymnasium. The Braves dropping a duel to State College on Wednesday, a real good State College team. And then Thursday night, it was the Lewisburg Green Dragons beating the Danville Ironmen on their mats up in Danville. So Lewisburg in with a record of 1-0. The Braves at 0-1. Lewisburg with a somewhat depleted lineup. We will have, I believe, four forfeits here this afternoon in a match that will start at 145 pounds. And we'll talk about the lineups in a little bit more after that. Lewisburg out on the mat now, going through their pre-match warm-ups. We're going to get a little bit of an early start. This was supposed to start at 12:30. They tell me that we're going to try and get this thing rolling about 12:10. So we're kind of aiming for that. I didn't check, but I don't believe there are any extra matches, so I think we will probably go right into the varsity match here at 145 pounds. The Braves on Wednesday night, as I mentioned, wrestling against a tough State College team. They'd beaten State College last year by a point and came in here with some high hopes. State College, they've got some studs, to say the least. They look really good, too. Ended up dropping a 42-30 decision to State College. You know, everybody that won for State College that was supposed to win won, and I guess everybody that was supposed to win for the Braves won, and it was left up to the other guys, and just happened to be State College's other guys were better than Shikellamy's other guys. But as Coach Bosch said, it's you know, it's an early season learning experience. They went down to Cumberland Valley and saw some really, really tough competition. Then they have State College. So it kind of gives you an early season compass of where you need to be, gives the coaches some things to work on. And, you know, it's not all bad. Not all bad always to lose as long as you learn from it. And that's what the Braves will do. I expect that we'll see, you know, a different team here today. Some things that I talked with Coach Bosch that they worked on the last couple nights in the room. So just some things that they're looking to do to sharpen up what happened there on Wednesday. Again, not a completely unexpected result. Maybe a little bit Braves would have liked it to have been a little bit closer. But overall, pretty good effort. For the Lewisburg Green Dragons, as I mentioned, they beat Danville on Thursday by the score of 39-30, and they are here ready to rock and roll, warming up now in front of us, the Braves waiting in the wings, and we will be underway here very shortly. While we do that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com. All right, I'm going to go shake some hands.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota. Home the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With this unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallen Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallen Grill offers local delivery too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
Lockup Gymnasium. Lewisburg still out on the mat warming up. Braves waiting in the wings. Just a real quick look at the Lewisburg side of the mat with the coaches. Lots of familiar faces over there. Took the opportunity of the break there to go over and shake some hands. Of course, Justin Michaels, the head coach there. Justin was the junior high coach and then the assistant coach here for a number of years, wrestled for the Braves back, I'm going to say mid-90s, possibly. The youngest of three of the Michael brothers, his oldest brother, Tommy, sitting on the bench with him as an assistant. Of course, is the middle brother, the second child, Brett Michaels, was a Shikellamy coach here, and last ran into him as he was coaching soccer up in Danville. So it's good to see these guys giving back to the community. Good group of guys. Also on the bench for the Lewisburg Green Dragons, Tyler Hassinger, Brave wrestler from probably about 15 years ago. You have to remember when I say it just happened, it could have been last week, could have been 15, 20 years ago, but Tyler... outstanding wrestler for the Braves, we'll just say back in the day. He's got the receding hairline, so he's getting older. But, yeah, so it's great to see those guys out there putting back into the sport. So Lewisburg Green Dragons concluding their warm-ups. Again, the Braves waiting over in the wings. I suspect that they probably are pretty well warmed up. They probably got a bit of a workout in the mat room before coming out on Wednesday. They just simply ran out and didn't really work out on the mat, so I'm guessing that we're going to see that as well. So the Braves are back in action next week. They will wrestle, let me get this to give you the exact date, they wrestle Montgomery on Tuesday the 12th. They'll wrestle up in Montgomery. That'll be a first. The Braves have never wrestled at the Montgomery High School, but they will wrestle Montgomery A team that they beat 37-30 last year. And I'll tell you what, Montgomery is tough. They have got some ranked wrestlers, double-A ranked wrestlers. They've got two hairs. They got a lightweight that I was really impressed with last year. So that is going to be a real good match. And of course, we'll have that on the air Tuesday evening, December 12th. It will be on right after Talk to Santa. The Braves will finish up December wrestling Southern Columbia on Tuesday the 19th, and then that'll be here, and then at Central Mountain on the 21st. And Central Mountain just beat up on a real good Mifflin County team the other night, and they are, again, just as tough as nails, certainly a state title contender up there in the Lock Haven area. So that's how the Braves will conclude December, if you don't count the tournament that they go to in Conestoga Valley down in Lancaster. That is over the holiday break, the 29th and the 30th. So, enter the Reaper, enter the Braves. They get into the pig pile in the middle, and we are just about ready to get underway. They will indeed not do anything more than just a few laps to warm up. They've already got a pretty good sweat on back in the room, so they will come to the mat and line up, and we will have the introductions. But before we do that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Sports fans, W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters. Just a short 40 years ago, gas was $1.24 a gallon. The first mobile phones were introduced. Return of the Jedi was the top movie, and the top song was Every Breath You Take by The Police. Also 40 years ago in downtown Sunbury, Ad One opened their doors. Since then, they've helped thousands of businesses with all their creative and promotional advertising. While a lot has changed in 40 years, their attention to detail and their commitment to you hasn't. Ad One Advertising and Design, downtown Sunbury, and online at mypromotionalneeds.com.
Would people describe you as trustworthy, committed, and organized? If so, you may be perfect for a career in accounting. And the perfect place to start your career is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. With associate and bachelor's degree programs, Lackawanna College can prepare you for a lifetime of success in a field where your skills are always in demand. Learn more about your future in accounting. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes along with our regular menu. Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Works will move the earth to serve you.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a big year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now we're getting ready for 2024 with our wrap up the year sales event. Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts. 15% off all Jeep Gladiator Sports. That's a saving of up to $8,000. Take 10% off every 2023 Grand Cherokee in stock and 10% off every Ram 1500 in stock. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Back at the Lockup Gymnasium. Pre-match introductions now being given. I'll give you what I thought was going to be the lineup, but I can see there's already going to be some differences. So this was kind of a dynamic thing. At 145, Connor Sleer, a freshman for the Braves, will take on Ethan Long, a sophomore for the Green Dragons. At 152, Max Irvin, a freshman for the Braves, will take on Landon Wagner, a sophomore for Lewisburg. He's ranked third regionally. 160 pounds, Cole Wetzel. All the rankings that came out just the other day dropped the Braves from where they were the other day. Cole Wetzel was ranked in the region, now is just an honorable mention. He'll wrestle Ahmad Robinson, a junior. At 172, Connor Wetzel, a state seventh, will wrestle Chase Wendrick. Both of those guys are juniors. At 189, Christian Bosch, a sophomore, had a nice match on Wednesday, will wrestle Lennon Barner, and they are sophomores. Brody Raybuck at 215 will get a forfeit. Preston Sponarelli, a senior, will wrestle Evan Frederick, a junior, and that may or may not be true. 107, Jacob Hendricks, brave freshman, forfeit. 114, Max Hallman, sophomore, forfeit. 121, Alex Reed, senior, will wrestle Nolan Altoff, a sophomore. 127, it'll be Eben Kisner, a junior for the Braves, against sophomore Landon Michael. 133. Let's see, what do we got at 133? Okay, Isaac McGregor will be receiving a forfeit. 125 pounds for the Blue Dragons, Ethan Long. The Braves, Connor Sleer. Let's put that back in there. And at 139, Derek Brubaker will wrestle Quentin Bartlett. And it looks like, okay, so we've got Connor Sleer and Landon Wagner, Ethan Long. And Long with the takedown leads Sleer. Trying to get things up to date here. Here we go. All right. And Sleer on his back, fighting off of a cradle. Long with the cradle. Sleer fights that off, comes to a slide. Long adjusts. 3-point near fall. 8-0 the lead for Ethan Long. Make sure this is Ethan Long.
Is this Ethan Long?
That is Ethan Long. And he pins him. So Long with a fall in a minute 25. That'll put Lewisburg up early by the score of 6-0. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
And We'd like to thank Tony Reed, who is in attendance here today. Tony, a two-time state champion for the Braves, starting that agency, looking for some NIL deals for some kids. So good luck to him, and thanks for coming on board. 152 pounds, Max Irving, a freshman for the Braves. He is 0-3, 4-3, Landon Wagner. Wagner, a sophomore, ranked third, and Landon Wagner with a tight cradle on Irving. Irving gets out of it, gets back to his feet. And 4-1 lead for Landon Wagner. Excuse me, 7-2 lead for Wagner. Wagner got the early takedown. Now in on a single, elevates the left leg into the air, trips Irving to the mat, and two-point takedown for Wagner as they go off the edge of the mat. 9-2 lead for Landon Wagner. Wagner going to let Irvin up. Irvin springs to his feet quickly, and they tie up again. Oh, Wagner, nice low single. Two-point takedown as he drops Irvin to the mat. Lets him up again. This time with the dump, two-point takedown. One-point escape as he lets him up, and we are now at, let me catch my breath here, 13-3. 10-point differential with 35 seconds to go in the first period. Landon Wagner putting on a takedown clinic. Wagner shooting for the left leg. Head inside, switches to a double. Two-point takedown for Wagner. And with 10 seconds to go in the period, I imagine he'll ride him out. Posts the left arm on the back of Max Irwin. Irving puts him over onto his back. Irving fights back to his base. That's the end of the first period. And the score, 15-5. Is that correct? I think they're checking. I was thinking it was more, but 15-5. The lead for Landon Wagner after two minutes of wrestling. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wagner on the bottom. He stands. Irvin tries to back heel him to the mat. Nice standing switch for Wagner and a two-point reversal. He leads 17-5. Flattens Irving out. Puts a half Nelson in on the left side. Puts him over on his back. He's got Irving in trouble, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 28 seconds of the second period, the time of the fall for Wagner. The score 12-0 in favor of the Green Dragons. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
And while you were away, Cole Wetzel receiving a forfeit. That was a weight that they forfeited on Thursday. Had somebody in the weight last week, but forfeiting to Cole Wetzel. So the Braves trailing 12-6, and now at 172, we've got Connor Wetzel, a junior at 4-2, ranked 7th in the state. Chase Wendrick, a junior for the Green Dragons, 3-2, ranked 2nd regionally, and that's AA Northwestern Regional. This is a rematch from last year when Connor Wetzel was a winner by fall. And Wetzel with the takedown, locks in a near side cradle, stacks Wendrick over onto his back. Wendrick fights to his base, they go off the edge of the mat. No near fall points. 2-0 lead for Connor. Wendrick from his knees, Connor switches from left side to right side. Wendrick looks inside the switch. Wetzel covers the legs, works him back down to the mat. Working right side, tight waist, one-on-one on the right arm. Now goes back to the rear, half Nelson on the left side. Wetzel laces the right leg. Wenrick back to his knees, clears the leg, stands. Wetzel breaks him down, chins him back. Wenrick bellies out, no near fall points. Connor Wetzel out to work on the left side. Now tight waist, bomb left. Breaks Wenrick down again. Wenrick up on all fours. Wetzel with the tight waist. That's the end of the first period. 2-0 Connor Wetzel lead over Lewisburg's Chase Wenrick. Wetzel on Wednesday night. The second period fall over Xavier Zaruth, the junior from State College. Second period wrestling. Wetzel will start on the bottom. He stands, isolates the hands, and escapes from Wenrick. Wenrick in on a head inside single, in on the left leg. Wetzel gives ground and with some great hip action clears the hands, circles to the rear. 2-point takedown for Connor Wetzel on the defensive takedown. Cross face one-on-one by Wetzel. Looking to lock in the near side cradle. Wenrick gets big. He was there once, doesn't want to do it again. Wetzel persists, puts it on him anyway, and puts Wenrick over onto his back, stacks him over to his shoulders. And Wenrick fights to his knees. Wetzel still has the cradle, digs his head into the rib cage, right near the edge of the mat. Wenrick trying to get across the line. Wetzel drags him back in. Wenrick clears the cradle off the edge of the mat. 3-point near fall for Connor Wetzel, and he leads it 8-0. Back center circle. Wetzel breaks Wenrick down. Steps over to the right side. Back to the rear. Steps back to the right side. Keeping his weight high, riding the wrists. Just making it everything for Wenrick to get to his base. Now Wenrick stands, Wetzel breaks him back down. Wetzel working to the right side. And that is the end of the second period, 8-0. The lead for Connor Wetzel over Lewisburg's Chase Wenrick. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom, tries to get to his feet. Wenrick tight waists him back. Now Wetzel gets up, Wenrick breaks him down again. Wenrick clears the hands, sits out. 1-point escape, snaps Wenrick down, circles to the side, butt drag, 2-point takedown. Nothing lead. Wenrick sits back in on Wetzel. Wetzel one-on-one on the far arm, now goes bar arm right. Working with that bar. Comes up underneath the left arm, takes a wrist, steps out and tries to run the bar. He's got Wenrick going over and has him on his back with that bar arm, far wrist. Wenrick trying to clear the wrist. Wetzel drops his hips on the shoulders. Wenrick just able to keep that right shoulder up, and he pins him. 5:08, the time of the fall for Wetzel. And we are tied at 12 apiece. You are listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business.
Ready.
Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back, 189 pounds. Christian Busch for the Braves, a sophomore at 1-2 against Lennon Barner, a sophomore also 1-2. And Busch comes out, gets the takedown, leads early by the score of 2-0. Now Busch, tight waist, breaks Barner to his stomach. Chops off the left arm, breaks him down again. Trying to get some wrist control. Barner keeping the wrists out of harm's way at this particular point. Barner fights back to his knees. Busch from the left side breaks him down again. Busch from left to right side. Busch, they got the Braves started off on the right track on Wednesday against State College, a last-second takedown for a 6-4 win. Wore his opponent out and used it to get that takedown. A 2-on-1 on the left arm as he pulled Barner over, going to collect some near-fall points. Barner rolls through to his knees. 3-point near-fall for Busch, 5-0 lead. Busch trying to get that 2-on-1. Now goes half Nelson on the right side. Puts Barner over onto his back with a half. Stacks him over. Settles. And runs out of time. Another 3-point near fall and an 8-point lead for Christian Busch over Lennon Barner. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Busch will go down on the mat. He's set. Barner on top. Back underway. Busch stands, isolates the hands, turns, 1-point escape. 9-0 lead as they go into an over-under hook. Barner knows better, gets out of that. Busch coming forward, smacks the mat, shoots in on a low single, and puts Barner to his butt. 2-point takedown for Christian Busch. Just diverted his attention. Eleven nothing the lead. Cross faces, put its Barner into a far side cradle. They're trying to rock him back. Gives up on the cradle. Goes bar arm, puts Barner on his side, going in underneath, looking for a half Nelson. Barner fighting back to his belly. Busch working hard on that half on the right side. Barner trying to peel it off. Busch working hard right side. Now comes to the left side. Barner doing a good job of keeping Busch's half Nelson off of him. He'll try a power half on the left side. Walks Barner over. Slowly, surely. Puts him on his back again, and no near fall points at the end of the second, so the score 11-0 in favor of Christian Busch after two. They'll start the third period on their feet. Lock up, break apart, lock up again. Front headlock by Bosch up under the arm. Double trouble. He's got Barner on his back and he pins him. 4:16. The time of the fall in the third period, and 18-12. The Braves go up, and we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
And we are back, 2:15. Thought Brody was going to get the forfeit. Instead, Evan Frederick, who was going to wrestle Preston Sponarelli at heavyweight, is his opponent. Ray Buck, a sophomore, 6-1, state ranked 17th. Again, dropping down a couple points from where he was in the preseason rankings. Junior Evan Frederick is 1-2. And Ray Buck is already up. 2 takedowns to 2 escapes, 4-2. Now another takedown, a bottom leg cradle. He puts Frederick on his back. He's got him tight. And he pins him. 51 seconds of the first period. Ray Buck with the fall. 24-12 in favor of the Braves, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back, and we are in the middle of forfeit season here. Preston Sponarelli, the Braves 285-pounder, forfeit. Jacob Hendricks, a freshman for the Braves at 107, forfeit. Max Holman, cutting all that weight to get a forfeit at 114. It will move to 121 pounds. Let's see who they put out there. And it will be Nolan Althoff for Lewisburg, sophomore at 2-2. Alex Reed, a senior at 3-3, ranked 18th in the state. And by the way, 42-12 now in favor of the Braves. As we've got, well, there's 4 more weights, 3 more matches. Reed with a quick takedown on Althoff. 2-0. Reed tight waist, bar arm left. Half Nelson right. Let's all top up. 2-1 lead for Reed. Nice blast double. 3-point takedown for Alex Reed. Looking for a near side cradle. Althoff gets to his base before he gets it. 4-1 lead for Alex. Althoff trying to get back to his knees. Reed posts the right arm in the middle of the back. Althoff clears the arm, presses back to his base. Reed goes back to work. Cross facing on the right side. Althoff sits. Reed. Now they go off the edge of the mat. Who's going to try and tight waist and get a cheapy tilt out of that? But ran out of mat space. 43 seconds to go in the first period. 4-1 lead for Alex Reed. Reed slams Althoff back to the mat as Althoff tried to stand. Reed with a bar arm, bar wrist. Trying to run the bar. Loses the wrist. Still has the bar. And finally puts Althoff over with the bar. Does he get him over? Now he does. Yep, just a one-second count. Now sags his hips. Altoff clears the wrist, tries to snap through. Reed adjusts, comes back with a reverse Nelson. Chest to chest. Up on his toes. Altoff fighting for his match life, and he will be saved by the bell. Three-point near fall and a 7-1 lead for Alex Reed. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors here, Sunbury Motors, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Purdy Insurance, and Penn's Tavern. Also, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Wise Markets, and Lackawanna College. Second period wrestling, they'll start on their feet. Altoff in, wants a leg on Reed. Reed with the front headlock. Breaks Altoff down, now trying to work a bottom leg cradle. Instead, Turks the legs with his legs. 9-1 lead for Alex Reed. Altoff clears the legs. Half Nelson left. Breaks Altoff down. Well, as I mentioned, the Braves back in action Wednesday, taking on Montgomery. The shiny brand new Shikellamy girls wrestling team will get their first competition next Sunday when they travel up to Central Mountain to compete in the Queen of the Mountain. The King of the Mountain is a tournament the Braves have been in, and now in double trouble, Reed puts Altoff in a world of hurt, flattens him out, and he pins him. 3 minutes and 17 seconds of the second period. 48-12, the Braves lead, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Life's expensive, from Claire's piano lessons to Fido's weekly dog grooming. But shopping for everyday essentials this Christmas doesn't have to be. With Wise Markets' low, low price holiday favorites, saving money on your family's everyday purchases this Christmas just got a little easier. And now you can watch all those savings add up to even bigger holiday rewards, which you can redeem for gas, groceries, or even a holiday ham for Christmas. Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
He is a regional honorable mention. This is a rematch from last week when Michael beat Kisner. I don't have the score right in front of me, but I asked Coach Bosch if they'd get a shot at each other, and he says, yep. He says, I want Evan to work on some things, including getting out of the leg ride of Landon Michaels. Of course, Landon, the son of Lewisburg coach Justin. Wrestlers on their feet, locked up. Michaels' misdirection shoots in on the left leg of Kisner. Kisner fighting, trying to clear that leg. Michaels looking to pop his head, does. Kisner tied up in the crotch. Michaels trying to work up, reaches back, cross faces, 2-point takedown for Landon Michaels. Two nothing lead. Kisner a 7-2 win over Nick Barino of State College on Wednesday night. Trailing here 2-0 late in the first period. Michaels has him flat to his stomach. Bar arm right by Michaels. Kisner to his knees. Reinforces the bar. And that is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Landon Michaels. Some more sponsors we'd like to thank: Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, and the Free Fallen Grill. W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, and Add One. Thank you very much for your support of Strictly Buried Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And I understand some of those sponsors will be coming along with Braves basketball, which will start in January. Kevin and the Chief on the call there. Right now, Dave Ritchie, the Chief, in attendance here today. He's a game manager for wrestling this season. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Michael's on top. He goes back to work on the wrists. Kisner not able to get his wrists free. Landon doing a great job of keeping him busy, keeping his weight forward. Kisner trying to fight them off. Michael's left side, right side, left side. Kisner not sure where he's coming from. Change direction, change speeds. It's a strategy that works in just about any sport. That is what Landon Michaels is doing. Kisner not able to figure him out. Michaels breaks Kisner to his stomach again. Working right side, now goes behind, comes across to the left side, back to the rear. Got Kisner flat in his stomach. 2-on-1. Pulls Kisner to his side, and referee two swipes, but he said there was a time in between, so no near fall points. Shakes it off right away. It is the end of the second period. Landon Michaels riding the entire second period, continues the lead 2-0. Third period wrestling, referee's down position, and Michael's on top again. I didn't see who made those choices. So that means that Michael's picked top once, and Kisner picking bottom. He needs to score. Just has not been able to get any daylight between himself and Michaels. Still not able to. Reinforced bar by Michaels. Tries to pull Kisner over. Kisner trying to switch hips as Michaels drops his hip to the mat. Not able to do that, but does come to his knees. Landon Michaels goes back to work with a tight waist. Breaks Kisner back down. Michaels cross face. Grabbing the right wrist, grabbing the left wrist. Left side, rear, right side. Kisner back to his knees. Michaels controls the arms. Tight waist. Breaks Kisner down. Now reinforces the arm on the left side. Pulls Kisner back. Going to get some near fall points this time as they go off the edge of the mat. 2-point near fall for Landon Michaels with 42 seconds to go in the bout. Back center circle. Michaels breaks Kisner down. Back to work on the left side. Goes to the right side. 20 seconds. Cross face by Michaels. Places the leg. Uses a leg lace, cross face, pulls Kisner to his side, trying to get some more near fall points. Kisner fights back to his stomach, but not going to be able to get anything going at all. That is the end of the bout. The final score, 4-0. Landon Michaels with the 4-0 win, 48-15 now in favor of the Braves as we head into, well, it'll be the final match because we're going to have a forfeit at 1:33, but we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallin' Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallin' Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
All righty, let's see what we're doing here. It looks like Isaac McGregor gets the call for the Braves. Quentin Bartlett for the Lewisburg Green Dragons. I didn't see who got the forfeit, but McGregor puts Bartlett to the mat, puts him in double trouble, puts him on his back. He's got Bartlett in a world of hurt. Bartlett fights off to his stomach, and a two-point near fall for McGregor. At any rate, 54-15 is the score, and I'll get the name of the wrestler who took that forfeit. I believe it may have been Brubaker. McGregor tight waist. Breaks Bartlett down. Bartlett, a senior with a 3-2 record. McGregor also at 3-2. Big difference in these 3-2s. McGregor takes a far wrist, looks underneath for a half. Currently ranked number 20 in the state is Isaac McGregor. He's got a bar in on the left side, trying to get control of that far wrist. Now does, steps out with a bar. Puts Bartlett over onto the side. Bartlett doing a good job of fighting, but McGregor tosses him over. Puts a half Nelson, and he's got Bartlett in a world of hurt. Bartlett fighting. McGregor pins him. 1 minute and 50 seconds of the first period. Isaac McGregor with the fall. That'll make the final score 60-15 in favor of the Braves. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes, along with our regular menu. Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas. From Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a big year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now we're getting ready for 2024 with our wrap-up the year sales event. Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts. 15% off all Jeep Gladiator Sports. That's a saving of up to $8,000. Take 10% off every 2023 Grand Cherokee in stock and 10% off every Ram 1500 in stock. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Just a short 40 years ago, gas was $1.24 a gallon. The first mobile phones were introduced. Return of the Jedi was the hot movie. And the top song was Every Breath You Take by the Police. Also 40 years ago in downtown Sunbury, Ad One opened their doors. Since then, they've helped thousands of businesses with all their creative and promotional advertising. While a lot has changed in 40 years, their attention to detail and their commitment to you hasn't. Ad One Advertising and Design, downtown Sunbury, online at mypromotionalneeds.com. Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
We are back. Getting my records updated here. It was Nate Lytle that took the forfeit at 133. But at any rate, we have Coach Bosch here with us. Coach, Braves improved to 1-1 against a Lewisburg team that kind of knew what was going to happen here. You had them out, man. They have some issues in the numbers there for Lewisburg, a couple good individuals, but overall you kind of knew what was going to go on here coming in. You tried to get a couple new kids in the lineup, moving some of your studs around to at least make sure they got a match.
Yes. We wanted to make sure those guys got some work today.
Yeah.
We knew coming in, like you said, there was a lot of forfeits going to be flying around today.
Yeah.
So it's tough for a team to... Obviously, they can't overcome if you don't have the lineup.
Yeah.
It's tough to be in that position. Our numbers were down a couple of years ago. Fortunately, we were on the uptick this season. But that's just the nature of wrestling. Sometimes programs are up, sometimes they're down.
Absolutely.
But, he brought a couple guys definitely ready to wrestle. So it was we had some good, fun matchups out there.
Yeah, there were matches where they were simply outmanned. But, I saw a lot of fight. And yes. I expect that knowing the coaches that they have over there because and they added another Shikellamy grad to the mix this year too. So it's good to see we can get those guys some work.
Yes.
Let's take a look at what we did here. 145, you got Connor Slura match. Connor wrestled a JV match on Wednesday. You get him into the starting lineup. Hey, Russell's a pretty tough kid, and Ethan Long came out, it was kind of hard to tell with him because Long kind of took him down and pinned him. But,
I think he was a little nervous, first time varsity lineup.
I'm sure he was.
That can do have some effects on you.
Yeah.
I think he was feeling that a little bit. Didn't really... I'm telling the guys they want to control the tie-ups. That's one of the things we want to focus on after state college. That's one thing we were lacking. So, it's stuff we can work on, all little details we can work on. But getting out there, controlling the tie-ups, and getting your feet moving so you're not a sitting target is certainly a good way to start your match out. Don't let them get to your legs, but we'll work with them.
Yep, 152, Max Irvin, another freshman. This bodes well for the future, too. You're getting those young guys in there, getting them some experience, although a short match for Irvin. I mean, he wrestled one of their better kids that's ranked third regionally, in Landon Wagner. And kind of the same thing, maybe the deer in the headlights.
Yeah, thing. a little bit of nerves, still trying to adjust to that starting lineup role that he's been in the past couple matches here. He's in the room he's shown a lot of promise. He's coachable, so just got to get him to transfer that out here to the competitive mat in front of the crowd. So we're working on it.
it's different when the other guy has a different uniform on, isn't it?
And his whole team is staring at you menacingly.
Yeah. 160 pounds. Cole Wetzel gets a forfeit. I was thinking he was going to get Chase Windrick. No, okay, I was going to say they pinned him last year. I guess it was Connor that pinned him last year. Cole gets a forfeit, so Connor gets to wrestle Windrick. You know, the one thing I noticed, and I know coaches always say, we don't care, we don't look at that, but Pennsylvania Power Rankings that came out this week dropped all your guys. I don't know why. They don't give you any respect in the team, which I don't understand. And they're not really respecting your guys, so I guess you got to go out there and
you gotta
say,
earn it.
Yeah, go out there and say, hey, look at us.
Yep.
But, you know, Connor ranked seventh in the state, and, you know, he dropped like everybody else. I think they dropped him all regionally, too.
Yeah, that's interesting, but, you know, everything that's on paper is on paper for a reason.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and actually do it. We're training for March. That's where it all shakes out in the end.
Well, Wetzel wrestled Chase Windrick, one of their better kids, pinned him last year, pinned him again this year. Just a real, real working job out there for Connor.
He gets out there and he's got some stuff that he's looking for. He goes out there, sets the guys up, works his techniques, and very strong. You know, his position was solid the whole match. I think that's an important thing that all our guys can learn from is just staying in good position.
Yeah.
And Connor definitely showed that out there today.
Yeah. One thing I noticed, and it looked like you've been working on it the last couple nights in the room, is that far wrist, bar arm, step over for the pin.
Yeah. Yeah, we've...
You had a lot of guys doing that.
We've got a nice little series that we string together that plays well for a couple of different tactics that flow right together, and that's one of them they seem to be catching today.
So. Yeah. Yeah, well, you can kind of tell what you were working on. I won't tell anybody else.
All right.
You swore me to secrecy. 189, you put your kid out there against Lennon Barner. Barner, a couple of sophomores, and Christian really looked good today. I mean, he really went out there and went to work. You got him in good shape, don't you?
Yeah, we're working him.
He's pretty much in mid-season form.
Yeah, and got a good shot of confidence from his debut on the starting lineup at Burr State College. So certainly that confidence level helps any wrestler. When you're confident in your stuff and your abilities, you're going to wrestle.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing to take back to him, tell him to get up on his toes.
Yes.
He spends too much.
I yell at him all practice.
He spends too much time on his knees. Get up on your toes. Well, I'll tell him, too.
Yeah.
215 pounds, Brody Raybuck. I thought he was going to get the forfeit here. Evan Frederick wrestled heavyweight the other night, or 285 the other night. But 51 seconds again.
Yeah, Brody's explosive. He gets
out
there, explodes on the guy. He loves that blast double. If you let him have it, he's running through it. So,
yeah.
I love to see that.
Yeah, look good. 51-second fall. Preston Sponarelli, you finally give the kid a break. He's wrestled the top two kids in the state. I'm sure he didn't want that break.
No, he wants to stay in action.
Yeah,
Preston's ready to wrestle.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see him out there against an opponent. 107 pounds, Jacob Hendricks, another one of your freshmen. Had a pretty good night on Thursday, although getting beat. I'm pretty sure you worked on that wrist control with him. 114 pounds, Max Holman cutting all that weight to get a forfeit. And I'm sure he didn't want that. And then at 121, boy, Alex Reed came in and tore up Nolan Althoff, getting that second period fall.
Yeah, again, Alex, he's doing well on maintaining good solid position, really working better setups for his shots. He's very good at getting in there and getting deep on those shots. Very dominant. That's what I like to see.
Yeah.
I like our guys to be confident, go out there, wrestle a solid match. I really don't like when guys go out and they think they're just going to be able to do all kinds of flashy techniques and those sorts of things. So Alex kept it solid, good position, came away with a W. Looked really good.
Yeah, you know, if you're not going to get that pin, I like when you're still scoring at 14th point in the, the 5 minutes and 50 seconds or at the edge of the mat. 127, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Wasn't sure what you were going to do with Reed and Kisner and Althoff and Michael and how that was going to work out. You wanted even Kisner to wrestle into Michael. They wrestled last week, if I recall. Michael beat him last week.
Yes.
I know you said you wanted them to stay away from the legs. Well, there weren't any legs involved, but man, oh, man. I'll tell you, one thing I was impressed with Landon Michaels is that you never knew where he was coming at you from. He was left side, rear, right side, and, you know, getting a wrist, far wrist, near wrist. He was a ball of energy.
He was. He was, and the key to that matchup was that wrist control.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You said, Evan couldn't keep him off the wrist, and that just wears you down. When you're constantly getting driven forward over that wrist, it just takes a toll on your conditioning. And I think towards the end of the match there, obviously Eben was frustrated that he was getting rode that tough. But that was something that we'd worked on. As a team, we've been working on that wrist control position, you know, for our opponents that get our wrists and how we need to control when we're on top. So it was a good lesson of what to do when you're on top.
It's hard to believe that little 6-inch sherry on both of your arms can control your whole body, isn't it?
It does, yeah.
133 pounds, Nate Lytle receiving the forfeit. Originally, it looked like it was going to be Isaac McGregor getting that. And I know Isaac didn't want that either. So you bump him up to 139 to take on Quentin Bartlett. And, again, he just tears up Bartlett.
Yeah, Isaac got a forfeit against State College. We wanted to get him some action in front of the hometown crowd here. So sent him out there. Went for that gator roll that he loves so much. So that was one of the things that I'd rather not see him go for that stuff. But, you know, he's trying to pump up the crowd and be excited. But then he went back to some solid wrestling. Got back on in a good position, riding tough on top, got the turn, and got the fall. So some positives to take away from it.
Yeah,
and I can't fault the guy for trying to show off to the crowd.
Yeah, well, you got to remind him he's not always going to be the P.T. Barnum. But, the one thing, you know, from way back in my day when we had, you know, teams that we knew that we were going to dominate or had opponents that we knew that we were going to dominate, I can remember the coach saying, you know, go out, wrestle your match, but remember, this is your workout, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't do you any good to go out there and get that quick first period fall.
Right.
Go out there and, you know, move around a little bit, break a sweat, try some different things. So
put some work in.
Yeah, that's a good time to try some of those season-ending moves, I guess you would say, that those guys all like to do. Just no headlocks. But.
Yeah.
So 54 to 15, again, I'm sorry, 60 to 15, not 54. I didn't give you enough credit. Yeah, 60. I didn't give you enough.
You didn't give me enough credit.
How many do you want? Come on. 60 to 15. There you go.
There it is.
You got a tough one coming up, though, Montgomery.
Montgomery is solid.
They have some studs. That was a program that not long ago was in the same shape as Lewisburg, having trouble getting numbers.
Harris done a heck of a job with that program up there. A lot of good kids, a lot of outstanding kids.
Yes.
So that's definitely going to be a tough matchup, but those are the matchups we want to be in. We got to be pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves and ready to meet that challenge. So we will find out.
Yeah, absolutely, and should be a good one. One thing I wanted to clarify as well, because depending on where you look, is depending on where it's at. It was here last year. It's up there this year, right?
Correct.
Okay. Because one of the, I think it was PA Wrestling, shows it as being a match here. So it is a match at Montgomery. And another first. Shiklemy's never wrestled in that gym.
Wow. Well, yep. Let's go.
Here you go. You can be undefeated in that gym. Or maybe not. Who knows?
To be determined.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be a good one. And if you can't make it, I'll be there. I know you'll be there. A couple of these guys will be there. Should be a lot of fun. I love those kind of matches. So, Coach, 60 to 15, congratulations. You get the rest of the day off. Get them back in the room and beat them up some more.
Yep, we'll have them ready.
All righty, very good.
Thanks for having me.
Shiklemy Coach Tim Bosch on the match here today. And when we come back, we'll take a real quick look at Montgomery, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Life's expensive. From Claire's piano lessons to Fido's weekly dog grooming. But shopping for everyday essentials this Christmas doesn't have to be. With Wise Market's low, low price holiday favorites, saving money on your family's everyday purchases this Christmas just got a little easier. And now you can watch all those savings add up to even bigger holiday rewards, which you can redeem for gas, groceries, or even a holiday ham for Christmas. Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Gymnasium where the Braves have downed the Lewisburg Green Dragons. As we look ahead to Wednesday night when they take on the Red Raiders of Montgomery, this is going to be a good one. 37-30 last year, the Braves beating Montgomery here in the lockup gym. Could be that tight or tighter, or heaven forbid, go the other way. Montgomery, really tough this year. Right now, winning their first dual meet against Sullivan County, really not much of a measure of where you're at. They were in the Cumberland Valley tournament. I believe they finished behind the Braves last week, but they are loaded with studs. They start off at 107 pounds with Manny Stoltzfus. Stoltzfus, a real good performance last year against Schickel. I mean, I think he's state ranked. I looked at them earlier. I didn't mark them down, so I'm just kind of working from memory. They got Brant Herrer, who is Coach's son, and Connor Herrer in the lineup. Brant at 133, Connor at 160. Both of those guys state ranked. I believe they had one other one. It was either John Shrimp or Caden Fink. But at any rate, a very stout team for the Braves to take on Wednesday, and you heard Coach Bosch saying, we want the toughest teams we can get this time of the year. That's what he got last week. That's what he's going to get on Wednesday. We will be there for all of that action. Should be a good one. And if you can't make it, please give us a listen. If you want to see possibly what's going to happen beforehand, if you check out the News Radio 1070 WKOK Facebook page, I will post my best guesstimation as far as what the starting lineups go. Of course, that changes when you get in, but it'll get you close, so you can check us out there and see what's going on and get air times and everything else. And so we'll talk to you on Wednesday night after Talk to Santa. So from the lockup gymnasium, where, again, the final score, Shikellamy 60, Lewisburg 15.
join me again Wednesday when the Braves travel to Montgomery to take on the Red Raiders. Hey, we got a wrestling guy on the board for us, Caleb Long. Great job today, Caleb, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill Studios. This is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw down on the res light. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling. It's a WKOK Sports presentation. Good afternoon.